Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is my pleasure to introduce here from the Riley County Historical Museum, Director Alana Parker, who joins us here via Zoom. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning, Brandon. So good to talk with you.
It certainly is. It's good to talk to you as well. I know this has been it's been a kind of a crazy month here in December, but some good things have been happening in your life. And I want to first of all say congratulations on your new addition to your family.
Well, thank you so much. I'll tell you what, there's no greater joy. I definitely understand now when you talk to parents and hear them just beam with pride with their little ones. So, but it's definitely an adjustment with a newborn. We're learning to go with very limited sleep. And then I was telling you when we had that windstorm come through and it knocked the power out, learning how to change diapers by candlelight was a lot of fun, but it was perfect. My husband was joking that it should be kind of second nature working in a historical museum to be able to tend to your newborn by candlelight. So it kind of gives you that historical perspective there. So that was a lot of fun.
And we have the modern conveniences of, you know, the diapers we have today versus diapers we had 150 years ago, you know?
You are not kidding there.
Believe me, I've had friends who they thought they would save money by using the cloth diapers, and they found out real fast that, you know what, maybe it's not so bad to just use the disposable.
Yep. We entertained that idea for a little bit, but when, my goodness, it's, you know, you change one diaper and then 5 minutes later, it's time to change the next one. So,
yep.
But it's, yes. Well, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun and we're learning a lot every single day. So.
Well, that's good. I know a lot of folks here are happy for you. So,
thank you.
Other than that, here in the month of December, I know the museum remains open. Did you guys lose power at the museum at all this during those storms?
You know, from what I understand, power did not go out. I'm really thankful we've got such a great team at the museum. So being on maternity leave, but everybody was kind of checking in to make sure everything was squared away. Okay, I think we had one tree branch down, but other than that, I think power stayed on and we are open. We will be closed as it gets closer to Christmas, so half day on the 23rd, and we will be closed on the 24th, and then of course on Saturday and Sunday. But we are open and it is free admission to all of our sites. So the historical museum building there at 2309 Claflin. We also have the Goodnow House State Historic Site across the driveway, which is available for tours. We have the Wolf House Museum, which is really beautiful this time of year. We put up decorations there. So that's a lot of fun to see. And like I said, that's all free admission. You can learn a lot about local history just by stopping by.
All right. Very good. Well, it's always a pleasure. This is always a fun month to talk with the Historical Museum because traditionally it's our Christmas episode. We talk the history of Christmas and just kind of how that's changed and evolved over the years. And I think that's it's always a good time because I remember in the past couple of years when we spoke with Cheryl, we even played some old radio type programs used to air on at Christmas time and some like radio plays. And I thought that was a lot of fun. So we always learn a little bit of new things here at Christmas time.
Yes, it's always a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, though, it is hard to believe that it is Christmas time. It's just this year has flown by just like last year did. So, but yes, we have, you know, there's Christmas traditions. Everybody celebrates in their own way, but focusing on what was happening here in Manhattan specifically is a lot of fun. And looking at what families were doing to celebrate, businesses, some of the churches, and how that's changed over time here in Riley County. So we've had a lot of fun taking a look at that. And just seeing how even across the pond in England, how that influenced what came over here, even in Kansas, and how those traditions kind of took off. But if anybody has any fun holiday memories, though, it would be fun to have them call in and share those, though, because there are a lot of great stories. And it's, you know, like you said, it's just a special time of year to be with family and a time of giving and so that it's just a lot of fun to see how each family celebrates and some of those special traditions.
Absolutely. So well, I'll tell you what, let's take our break now and we'll give some time, see if we can get some folks to call in here and we'll set the stage here to talk the history of Christmas here in Riley County in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.